Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Fauch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Gene Fauch. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Fodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fodge hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fodge, and towards Gorrell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0-for-1 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Shane D'Anst reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walls. The throw from Rice and he is safe. Walls steals second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Matthews moves to third. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Aaron scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shane D'Anst hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Gene Fodge. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Meyer now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Covington hits a pop-up towards the mound. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Rice reaches second base with a double. Torre goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Braves. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Ed Meyer. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Paul Smith pinch hits for Johnny Gorel. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Dark reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Tanner scores. It's 5-2, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Shane Dienst trying to get to third. Thompson throws the ball into Dark, who tags Shane Dienst for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls is hit by the pitch. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Covington hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.